KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, a little bit of light fog, and it's 30 degrees. We do look for some areas of fog this morning, otherwise partly cloudy to cloudy skies, and a high of 31. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. A reminder for you during this newscast that we have a couple of school districts starting late today. The Atlantic Community Schools are running 2 hours late, and Riverside is running 2 hours late. Also for Riverside, no morning preschool, but the child care will be open, and Atlantic Head Start is running 2 hours late. Separately, there are no morning fitness classes today for the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. Well, speaking of schools, West Central Valley School District Superintendent Lance Ridgely reports the West Central Valley School Board held a special meeting Wednesday night to address the issue of weather-related delays and cancellations for the 2018-19 school year. And Ridgely says, due to the number of weather-related school closings, delays, early releases, we need to make up some of that time that we've lost. Our total time lost at this point is 55 hours, 7 full days, plus some late starts and early dismissals. To compensate for the time lost, he said the board approved these adjustments to the 2018-19 calendar. Students will attend school April 19th, May 28th, and May 29th, and these will be full days of school and recover 19.5 instructional hours. The last day of school for students at West Central Valley will be May 30th, and that'll be a 1:30 dismissal and bring the total instructional hours recovered to 24. Students will attend April 3rd, April 17th, and May 8th as full days of school, and that brings the total instructional hours recovered to 33. Any further weather cancellations or full days will be added to the end of the school year. The remainder of the hours missed are accounted for through time spent during parent-teacher conferences last fall and this spring. Well, police in Creston report today 40-year-old Seth Jacob Preston of Creston was arrested Thursday afternoon. Preston was arrested at the Adult Probation Office for a state narcotics warrant, controlled substance violation, Class B felony. He was being held without bond in the Union County Jail. And Creston police say a resident reported to them on Wednesday that a lock on his truck was cut. A drill and grinder were reported missing. The incident resulted in a loss of about $150. A traffic stop in Adams County Wednesday night resulted in the arrest on warrants of a Missouri man. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports deputies stopped the vehicle around 10:37 p.m. near the intersection of Highway 34 and Sycamore Avenue. Upon further investigation, it was determined the driver of the vehicle, Aaron Roberts of Sedalia, Missouri, had active warrants for his arrest through Kansas. Roberts was taken into custody and held in the Adams County Jail on a $50,000 cash-only bond, awaiting extradition to Kansas. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says no injuries were reported following a collision at around 2 p.m. Thursday at the intersection of 203rd Street and J Avenue. Vehicles driven by 19-year-old Cameron Pryor of Red Oak and 28-year-old Tiffany Biedenwalt of rural Red Oak collided in part due to the icy road conditions. Authorities say Pryor was traveling south on J Avenue in a pickup truck and approaching the railroad tunnel when he saw Meadenwalt's SUV traveling northbound and entering the tunnel. Pryor tried to stop, but the snow and ice-covered road conditions prevented him from doing so. The 2007 Dodge Ram pickup he was driving slid and struck the 2015 Ford Escape on the left front side, causing sideswipe damage to the SUV. Authorities noted that the speed limit for the roadway changed from 55 to 35 on the south side of the tunnel, and there are no stop signs or control signs on either side for tunnel traffic. There were no citations issued. Damage from the collision amounted to $10,500. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday two people were transported to the hospital in Red Oak following a collision at around 6:10 a.m. Thursday. A 2015 GMC driven by 50-year-old Peter Phillips of Glenwood was traveling east on Highway 34 when the front and rear tires on the passenger side of his vehicle left the road and entered the deep snow on the shoulder. When Phillips overcorrected, the vehicle went across the center line of the highway and collided head-on with a westbound 2002 Dodge driven by 52-year-old Barbara Stiegel of Emerson. Both drivers were transported to the hospital by Malvern Rescue. And the Mills County Sheriff's Office reports three recent arrests. On Wednesday, 42-year-old Travis Hanley of Glenwood was arrested in Glenwood on two warrants for violation of probation. His bond was set at $20,000. And 32-year-old Jesse James Baker of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Clarinda Correctional Facility on a Mills County warrant for theft in the first degree. His bond was set at $10,000. On Thursday, 50-year-old Roger Wayne Brock of Kansas City was arrested in Mills County following a traffic stop on Interstate 29. Brock faces charges that include unlawful possession of prescription drugs, possession of drug paraphernalia, theft in the fifth degree, fraudulent use of registration, and failure to provide proof of insurance. He was also cited for improper license plate lamp, and bond was set at $1,600. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said that two juvenile males, an 8- and 9-year-old, faced charges of assault following a disturbance Tuesday afternoon in rural Shelby. The victim was the boy's 71-year-old guardian grandparent. No other details were made available. And 28-year-old Megan Peters was arrested Wednesday at the Pott County Courthouse. Peters was taken into custody on a warrant for willful injury, resulting in bodily injury. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer said yesterday there were two recent arrests. On Wednesday, 39-year-old Michael Wayne England II of Clarinda was arrested for driving while license is barred. He was brought to the Page County Jail and held on a $2,000 bond. And on March 2nd, 47-year-old Jeff Harrison of rural Clarinda was arrested at the Page County Sheriff's Office on a Page County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. Harrison posted a $300 bond and was released pending further court proceedings. Authorities say they've charged a Nebraska woman who stole $400 on the first day she worked at a Sioux City store and $1,000 on the last day she worked there. Woodbury County court records say 39-year-old Sandra Martinez of South Sioux City, Nebraska, is charged with theft. Martinez worked at the Sears store from January 4th through March 2nd. Investigators say that she would place money from her cash register into a store cash bag and then secret the bag up a sweater sleeve. Investigators say she took a total of $3,200. Elsewhere in the news, Senator Bernie Sanders is reasserting himself as the original champion of a progressive agenda many of his fellow 2020 Democratic presidential candidates have adopted. At a rally at around 2,000 in a Western Iowa Convention Center in Council Bluffs, the Vermont senator jabbed at some of his rivals, saying, "Shell of all shocks, those very same ideas are now supported by candidates, Democratic candidates, for president." Prompting roars from the crowd, most of them from Nebraskans and ineligible for Iowa's leadoff caucuses, Sanders ticked through the agenda, leading with Medicare for All, supported by rivals including Senators Cory Booker, Kirsten Gillibrand, Kamala Harris, and Elizabeth Warren. That shows how the landscape has shifted since 2016, when Sanders was the lone supporter for such policies as Medicare for All and a $15 minimum wage. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening approved the fiscal year 2019 and 2020 budget, adopted a 10-year capital improvement plan, and they passed a resolution with regard to a 28E cost-sharing agreement with the Cass County Landfill. The council began their meeting by recognizing and saying farewell to Parks and Rec Director Seth Stashelm, who was taking a similar post with the Eastern Iowa City of Marion. Mayor Pro Tem Kathy Summers thanked Stashelm and presented him with a plaque for his years of service. His last day is March 14th. Stashelm thanked everyone for making he and his wife Morgan feel welcome in the community.
Well, I really do want to thank the city council for, since I've been with the city, you guys have been very supportive of the parks department and of the park board. And, you know, a lot of the successes that came from our department over the past few years with myself and Roger wouldn't have happened without your guys' support. So I do thank you.
Morgan Stashelm is a math teacher for the Atlantic High School. Now, former Atlantic Parks and Rec foreman Brian Rasmussen will take over March 15th as the interim Parks and Rec director. Former Parks and Rec director Roger Herring will be used on a consultant or management advisor basis through the end of August as needed and for no more than 20 hours per week. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.